This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, September 26. The place to be. Our reading comes from Psalm 122. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up. The tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, "Peace be within you." For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. Luke 2, verse 41. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. Pilgrims used to sing Psalm 122 on their way to Jerusalem. Nowadays, people go to New York for entertainment, to Rome for beauty, and to Paris for romance. In the biblical world, Jerusalem was the place to be. It was the city of the great king, where God was enthroned in the temple. At festival time, all the tribes of Israel would go up to Jerusalem to glorify God. Starting when he was just a boy, Jesus joined the annual Passover pilgrimage. Can you picture him in the crowd? A smile stretches across his face as he sings this psalm. He's anticipating the sights and sounds of the city. Jerusalem is the place to be. As an adult, Jesus continued to visit Jerusalem regularly. Each of those visits seemed to stir up opposition. Eventually, the city became a dangerous place for Jesus, a place to die. But that didn't stop him. He still went up to Jerusalem one last time to celebrate the Passover. But that wasn't the only reason. Jesus also had several appointments to keep there, one with the ruling council, one with the Roman governor, and one with a cross. So for Jesus, Jerusalem was the place to be, and that was for our benefit. So we can rejoice that he went up to Jerusalem. Pray with me. Jesus, we are so grateful that you went up to Jerusalem. You embraced the cross and its shame for the sake of sinners like us. Thank you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.